Science Common Again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome to Real News, September 13th, 2017. We got a clip coming up later in this hour of Donald Trump 2 days after September 11th, what he said, and this is a clip I'd never seen before, talking about how he had hundreds of men going through the wreckage trying to find survivors. He brought his own people at his own expense looking for survivors in the area. Of course, you've also seen the clip that surfaced, people talking to him. He says, yeah, it seemed like a demolition, didn't it? That was the Donald Trump of 16 years ago. Hopefully, we're going to get him back. Let's talk about what's going on with the news. We had the new iPhone. It was launched. Everybody's talking about that. $1,000 iPhone 10. And as they report in Reuters, it's Apple's attempt to regain the innovation lead. It's not innovation. It's not anything revolutionary. It's just evolutionary. It's maintenance of their cash cow. It's adding on features that are for children, for $1,000 toy. And we're going to talk about the effect of technology, because this all ties in with both of our guests today. We have William Binney, former head of the NSA, global technical head of the NSA. He certainly understands the technical issues that we are faced with, but he also understands the political, constitutional, and legal issues. That's why he became a whistleblower, exposing the illegal, unconstitutional spying that the NSA was doing on us long before Ed Snowden got in and revealed the documents. Of course, there's some interesting Snowden documents about the iPhone as well. We'll show you those and talk about what those documents are. But we're going to talk to William Binney, because today we just had the NSA quietly awarded, this is on Drudge Report, quietly awarded a classified $2.4 billion tech contract, and there's going to be more of that to come. We have to understand what we're looking at here, folks. This is a massive expansion of the military-industrial complex. That was one of the other things that William Binney and the other NSA whistleblowers, there were four or five of them. Thomas Drake was actually criminally charged, but they came after William Binney pretty hard, raided his house while he was still in the shower. I mean, this is, he had just retired. He was no longer there. They didn't try to send him to prison, but they tried to send Thomas Drake to prison. This is what they were warning us about, and they were warning us about not only the intrusions, the violations of our privacy, the violations of the Constitution, they were warning us about the politicization of this, the profit-driven intelligence community as well, and the fact that this is rapidly becoming a secret part of the military-industrial complex. We'll also be talking about the concert benefit last night, but our other for the hurricane and the comments that were made by Stevie Wonder, absolutely amazing. We also have our other guest is going to be Eric Peters. He has a site about politics and cars, politics from a libertarian perspective. He's going to be talking about what he calls the Four-Wheel Patriot Act. And this effort now that is being pushed very, very hard by the federal government, both the Congress and now Elaine Chao, the wife of Mitch McConnell, who is the Secretary of Transportation. They're pushing self-driving cars in violation of the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. The government doesn't have any legitimate say in our transportation, just like the Department of Education. And what we're looking at here, you could say it's kind of like a common core for our highways. It's really going to dumb us down, but it is also goes way beyond that. It is a very dangerous thing that they're doing here, not just because of the immediate issues of shutting off all the safety regulations for people who are in self-driving cars, and Eric's going to break that down for us in a lot of detail. He has an excellent article about it. But it's also important that we understand that this is about the safety of remaining independent. As I was talking to James Wesley Rawls beginning of the week, he said, you know, when you go in and you take over a country, the military is concerned about three things. Controlling movement, controlling shooting, controlling communication. Move, shoot, communicate. Those three things I have to control. And guess what number one is? Controlling your movement. That's what the government is moving very rapidly to do. We're going to tell you where they are right now, what is ahead. Stay with us. A very important show to listen to today. We'll be right back.
It was Thomas Jefferson who once said that our country is now taking so steady a course as to show by what road it will pass to destruction, to wit. By consolidation of power first, and then corruption its necessary consequence. Jefferson was warning us about the global elite, the 1% of the 1%, consolidating the world's wealth and subverting the people's voice in government. Unfortunately, we didn't heed his advice. We now live in a neo-feudalistic society in which we're treated as indentured servants who only exist to serve the needs of the establishment. Political office no longer represents the voice of the people, but rather the initiation process politicians go through to gain acceptance into the aristocracy. Simply put, we the people are responsible for civilization and culture, yet we're suppressed by a tiny elite who have organized into criminal gangs that operate governments around the world. We falsely believe that everything is simply black and white, one extreme against the other, conservative versus liberal, but things will change once more of us realize this truth. As Thomas Jefferson also said, enlighten the people generally, and tyranny and oppressions of the body and mind will vanish like evil spirits at the dawn of day. This is Kit Daniels with Infowars.com.
It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight on this September 13th, 2017. We have a couple of very important guests, and this show really kind of ties together with where we are with technology, the aftermath of 9/11. We have transformed our society, and it is transforming even more rapidly now. It's accelerating. The things that we're seeing today, there's an article from the LA Times, a book called World Without Mind. Franklin, is how you pronounce his name? Foer? F-O-E-R. He argues that Silicon Valley will lead us to our doom. And he's not just talking about iPhones. He's talking about the fact they have so much capital, they want so much control of our lives, they're going to take over, and they're the instruments that the government is using for control. This is kind of a corporate fascist takeover of America, quite frankly, folks. You understand that Adolf Hitler, the primary difference between Adolf Hitler and Joseph Stalin, they both identified themselves as socialists. As a matter of fact, the Nazis were the national socialists. Hitler said that he thought that Stalin had gone too far by nationalizing industries. He said that'll be the last step of what we do. We'll nationalize industries, but we need them to get power to control people at the beginning. And so he worked with the companies. They had a fascist system where they maintained private ownership as long as they worked and fell in line with the goals of the government, the central government. And that's what we're seeing here in America. You have to understand, as we're looking at this Patriot Act for the highways, and we're going to be talking to Eric Peters. He breaks it down exactly as to where this is going. They're now removing all regulations, and they're telling the states that you cannot regulate self-driving cars. It's the same thing they did, remember, with GMO, the DARK Act. You had all these different localities and said, we want to have at least labeling. Let's just have truth in labeling. Let's just allow people to know what's in their food. Now, let's be honest about that and have labels on there that say whether or not it's genetically modified food. People can make their own choices. We're not saying if it's a good thing, and we're not saying if it's a bad thing. We just want people to have their own choices. And they went to Washington with the DARK Act to shut down that because they didn't want to, as they always put it, we don't want to navigate this patchwork of regulations in all these different states and localities. We're just going to shut it down and regulate everything from Washington. And we'll regulate it for the advantage of our big corporate friends who are going to work with us. Because you see, Silicon Valley is going to get the money. Washington's going to get the control. That's just the way that it works. You've seen it all before. You've seen it with the military-industrial complex. But this is going to be far worse. It's going to be a world without minds is really what we're looking at. It's not just the dumbing down of the technology, the dumbing down of the iPhones. You got people are dying now because they're walking around looking at their iPhone while they're walking, texting while walking, and walking into cars, walking into, falling into holes or whatever. I mean, yeah, it's absolutely absurd how preoccupied we are with the iPhones and how much of a big deal it is that Apple has done a maintenance upgrade to its iPhone. Here's the Telegraph, the way they put it. Apple suffers an embarrassing demo face ID fail at the iPhone 10 launch. The guy gets up and he says, unlocking it is just as easy as looking at it and swiping it up. And he does it. And, oh, let's try that again. It didn't work. Then it prompts him to put in his passcode. So then he grabbed a backup device that was already open. And they tell you, you know, the face recognition is like, we've got this down to where, you know, there's only one in a million chance that it won't recognize your face. Well, I guess, he hit the one in a million. But understand this. We have 7.5 billion people on the planet. So that means that your iPhone that looks at your face is going to think you look exactly like 7,500 other people. And because the people who tend to look like each other tend to live in the same areas, guess what? Those 7,500 people that look just like you, as far as the iPhone is concerned, are going to be living around where you are, too. So there you go. I will not use this kind of stuff that has biometric technology on it. I absolutely refuse to use that. And as I look at the iPhone, I look at this $1,000 phone, and what do I have there that I really need to have? I've always wanted to have my face as a talking emoji. Haven't you? I mean, that was the one thing, the killer app that I told my wife, you know, if I just had an iPhone that would solve that problem so that I could have this amusing little toy that looks at my face and then animates one of the emoji things like, you know, the little poop icon. And people said, yeah, you can be talking shit, you know. Great. That's exactly what I need. This is the mindless, childless, childlike selfie generation. And they are childless. They don't even date people. They don't have any life whatsoever out of their social media. I mean, there was even an article the other day saying this generation is just not dating. They just talk to each other over social media. Creating a dossier that can be mined and they can draw their own conclusions from that, which may not be correct conclusions. And so we're going to be talking to William Binney, former global head of technology, who blew the whistle on that. And we're going to talk to him about the danger of metadata. We're going to talk to him about the new secret classified $2.5 billion tech contract with more to come. This is absolutely amazing where we're going, folks. And it all ties together. This kind of corporate profits, government control now of your transportation. As I mentioned before, what does the military always talk about? They say, these are the things we've got to control. Move, shoot, communicate. We've got to control those things. We've got to make sure other people don't control that on us. We need to maintain our ability to move, shoot, and communicate. But if we want to take the other side down, we want to remove their ability to move, shoot, and communicate. So what do we have here? Do you see that this is actual war? It's not just an information war anymore. They're not just coming after our communications. They're not just coming after our ability to shoot, to own guns, to defend ourselves. And that is a very important thing. I remember having reporters when I was working with the Libertarian Party call us up and say, with all the equipment that the government has, do you seriously think that, you know, you say that the purpose of the Second Amendment is not about sports, it's about keeping the government in line. Do you really seriously think that the population could do anything about it? And I said, I absolutely do. I have no question in my mind that millions of people who are armed for their defense can stop a government takeover. I said, why do you think the government wants to get the arms so badly? I said, think about the history. Think about the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising. Started out with a hammer or two, then they got some pistols, then they got some rifles, and they got some heavier weapons, and they started spreading this stuff as they killed the Nazis that had them locked up in the Warsaw Ghetto. And they could not take them out even with a panzer division tied down for a couple of months. So on April the 19th, they burned them down just like they did at the Waco area. Okay, same tactic. They couldn't take them out, so they burned them down in the Warsaw Ghetto. It can be a very effective deterrent. The government knows that. The government also knows, although they won't admit it to you, that they've never won a war of occupation, especially not a war of occupation where everybody is so heavily armed. So it's not that we want to start a war. It's that it is a deterrent, just like the Cold War. We had mutually assured destruction. Remember that policy between America and Russia? We're both going to build nuclear weapons, and we're going to hope that it looks so fearsome that neither side pulls a trigger first. Well, that's what we're looking at here with the Second Amendment. So you've got the Second Amendment. There's been a war on that for a long time. There's a war on communication that is going on right now that is escalating, and that's what they're trying to do, trying to censor us, which reminds me, the crew told me that we're having a lot of problems with YouTube today. Surprise, surprise. So if you want to watch the show, if you're not watching the show, and if you can get this still on YouTube and you're having a lot of problems with it, if it's not streaming very well, you can also go to Twitter. You can go to Facebook and look at it. Our Facebook and Twitter sites are at Real News X2. You can go. It's echoed on my Twitter site, Libertarian. You can also go, if you're a Prison Planet TV subscriber, you can go to Prison Planet TV and you can see it there as well. So there's some other places other than YouTube. Of course, our YouTube channel is Real News with David Knight, but you may be having some problems streaming that. It's about taking over the internet. That's why the FCC is moving this, regardless of what you think about net neutrality. And regardless of what you think about electric cars or automated assisted technology on cars, you have to understand what's really behind this, and that is the control issue. Now they're moving to the number one issue that the military always talks about, the movement issue. They don't want you going anywhere. They want you locked in the city under house arrest, or maybe we should say urban arrest, because that's what the central planners have planned all along.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that Spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is Spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News on this September 13th, 2017. I'm David Knight, your host. Before we get back to the news, before we get back to the all-important iPhone upgrades that you absolutely must have for $1,000. They range from creepy to childishly stupid, but you can get it for $1,000. It just goes to show how important one individual can be. Apple has completely lost their innovative edge. They lost it once before when they drove out Steve Jobs, and they nearly went out of business. But when Steve Jobs came back, and came back with a vengeance, they wound up with a cash cushion that will last them even through the incompetence of Tim Cook and the people who are there now milking that cash cow. They've got more in the bank based on Steve Jobs' innovation. They've got more in the bank than pretty much any country. Way more than us. I mean, we're $20 trillion in debt. We don't have a cent in the bank. All we've got is a bank loan that we've been floating here for a long time. And as you're seeing there, that's that wonderful face recognition. One in a million, that means it's going to find 7,500 other people that can unlock that iPhone, most of them living real close to you. Let's talk, though, quickly about the products that fund this operation, and we really do appreciate your support. I'm just going to run through some of these specials. We got so many of them. I'm just going to hit the highlights here. I've been telling you about these as they come online. Of course, we now have the Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste now back in stock and on discount. Very popular, and there's a reason for that. Tastes great, and it has things that you won't find in other toothpastes, things like nanosilver and iodine to fight bacteria in your mouth, on your gums, to stop gum disease, and that also will lead to heart attack if you don't get that gum disease under arrest. And so that is now back the entire line, both flavors of fluoride-free toothpaste. And again, it doesn't have the bad stuff like fluoride, but it's got good stuff that other toothpastes don't have. So you have it in both peppermint, bubblegum, and our new mouthwash. All of those products, 50% off. We also have 50% off select storable food with the coupon code IRMA. We have 30% off the ProPure King water filtration system, and we have 50% off Emmerich's Essentials line of organic household products, the entire line of organic household products, things like sunscreen and bug spray. Again, just like the toothpaste, there's a theme here, folks. We take out the bad stuff, just like we take the fluoride out of the toothpaste. We take the DEET out of the herbal bug spray, and we accomplish it with natural organic ingredients. You'll find that at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. Also, True Paleo Formula, 50% off, in chocolate or strawberry. That's Caveman, the True Paleo Formula. All right, getting back to the news here. When we look at this iPhone, like I said, some of this is creepy. I would never have my biometrics stored there, but it's about getting you used to it, isn't it? You know, we get used to the TSA operations because we start our children at a very young age, being scanned. We get them used to having the police around them all the time, watching them searching their lockers, going through their bags, going through metal detectors, all of this stuff. So it's conditioning that they do for us in this post 9/11 world. And again, I cannot underestimate how important 9/11 is. We talk about it, and yes, it's important that 3,000 people died. But what is also dying is our rule of law, our Constitution, our love of liberty. We've become slavishly seeking safety and going to the government for safety. And we'll throw anything away for safety. We'll throw away our prosperity. We'll throw away our liberty. Just give me safety. We have adopted the mindset of fearful slaves in this country after 9/11. And as I've talked in the past about the fourth turning, the big events that Strauss and Howe wrote the book on it, talking about how we, about every 72 to 80 years, we have a a big change. It was 72 years from the time we had the Constitution after the Revolutionary War to the time that we had the Civil War, and everything was totally changed at that point. We stopped talking about the United States are, and we started talking about the United States is. We had consolidation into a single pyramid structure, what had been essentially a confederation. We first operated under Articles of Confederation. And then we said, for the common defense, we're going to create the centralized structure. Now the centralized structure at the Civil War took us over. We abandoned private slavery, and we made slavery of all of us on the Washington plantation. But then it changed again in 1933. We had the Great Depression. We had World War II. We had the New Deal from FDR. And now it has changed again. And all those three times, we had wars, didn't we? Have we had anything but war since then? We haven't noticed it here. It hasn't been here at home. It has been on a low-level burner. And yet, we've had a lot of American soldiers die, have their lives altered in these wars that have not stopped since 9/11. If it had started at the very beginning of the Bush administration, he was nearly at war for the entire 8 years. Obama was at war for the entire 8 years. And even though it hasn't been a big war, even though the population's kind of gone its merry way, we are still at war. It is a low-level war, but it is a hot war nevertheless. And Obama was the first president to be at war the entire 8 years of his administration with about seven different countries. And now we're ramping that up. We're looking for new countries to go to war with. We want to go to war with Syria. We want to go to war with North Korea. It just never stops. We had, I'm reminded when I was looking at a video we're going to play for you, there was somebody had made a comment quoting Frank Zappa, and he said, government is merely the entertainment arm of the military industrial complex. In other words, they're the real government. They're really running us. Frank Zappa, I wish he was still alive. He would be a great interview. You go back and watch his interviews. I mean, I don't agree with him on everything, but he was a very interesting guy to listen to. He'd be in a great interview. But as we look at this, and we look at the world without mind, as the person who wrote this book said, we've got digital gatekeepers in Silicon Valley. He has crafted an anti-Silicon Valley manifesto that, while occasionally slipping into alarmism and get-off-my-lawn-ism, that's what, maybe I sound like that. Get off my lawn. Wait, I want the government to get off my lawn. I want them to get out of my house. I want them to get out of my computer. I want to get them out of my car. They don't have any right to be there. I am not their property. And they need to get out of my life. Nevertheless, they say it makes a cogently scary case against the influence of U.S. tech firms. Silicon Valley, he argues, may say it wants to improve the world, but its true end game is the advancement of an ideological agenda, one that it shares with the globalists, the political establishment of both parties, and it is a terrifying one. I added that last part there about the fact that it shares that agenda with the people in government, but of course it does. It does, perfectly. They get the money, the government gets the control. It's a symbiotic relationship made in hell. And they're offering you a Faustian bargain. Will you sign on the dotted line? Will you buy this iPhone? Will you buy the fake promises of automated self-driving cars? That's the nonsense that we're seeing from them. And let's go back and be reminded of the NSA slides and what they said about the iPhone. And we don't have time to do this because this is important. I won't take much time to do it, and then we're going to get into some other news. Stevie Wonder, we're going to have clips from Donald Trump coming up in the next section. And, of course, our guests today are William Binney, the former global technical head of the NSA and whistleblower. And we're going to be joined by Eric Peters, the guy who writes about cars and politics from a freedom perspective. We'll be right back.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now in 2007, 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value, and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News on this September the 13th, 2017. We've been talking about the iPhone release. Let's talk about what was released about the iPhone 4 years ago, part of the Ed Snowden leaks. This made its way into Der Spiegel in Germany. Didn't get a lot of circulation in the United States, not a lot of attention. I mention it frequently because I think it is very telling. It's a series of slides. I'm going to show you these slides. I'll describe it for the people who are listening on podcasts, listening on radio. I'll describe what these slides say. But it's very interesting. And the headline on Business Insider from 4 years ago said, purported NSA slides refer to iPhone owners as zombies. And they refer to Steve Jobs as Big Brother. No, actually they don't. They refer to the iPhone as Big Brother. And I'll go through this and talk about that. And, you know, I don't know, I have a hunch that Steve Jobs was not in on this. He went to Washington. He was frustrated. I think he could sell the product there, and they found that they wanted to get their hooks into him, and he basically left, is what I've heard, what I've read. And I think it's very telling to back up that impression. That was my impression, based on things that I had heard about Steve Jobs. That, you know, this is a guy who's focused on making products. He's focused on making money. And he's really focused on product development, insanely focused, as he would say, I guess. I actually knew a guy who was one of the project managers for System 7. It was intense. It was so intense that after getting to that level, he was a guy who was hardcore, very enthusiastic tech guy, loved the Mac from day one. He and I got one back in 1984 when it came out. And so we got to know each other based on that. And he went to work for Apple. That was always his dream job. And he worked his way up to being one of the two or three people who were project managers for System 7. And it so burned him out that he had to walk the Appalachian Trail for over a year. And I think he became a teacher. But, you know, it was an intense operation. They were focused on making revolutionary products, not evolutionary upgrades, not having little talking emojis and nonsense like that. And so he truly was an innovator. His genius was in editing, as Ellison of Oracle said. He said he had a yacht, and Steve Jobs looked at that yacht, and he said, I love this yacht. I'm going to make one just like it. He said, and yet he went through and he modified every single little detail that you're seeing in the 1984 commercial that they used to introduce the Mac that was obviously going about Orwell, and as one a woman who everybody else is in gray. They got the talking head up there and they're talking about, we're going to do something revolutionarily different. That commercial only aired once at the Super Bowl and people have been playing it ever since. It was a masterful, commercial. I think it was produced by Ridley Scott, if I remember correctly. But going back to the yacht thing, because I think it talks to his character. Ellison with Oracle said, yeah, he built a yacht just like mine, except that his genius is in editing. And making little changes to things, kind of like Walt Disney did when he was alive. He'd walk around and look at what everybody was doing. He referred to himself as like a little bumblebee going around and spreading stuff to people and making little adjustments. And that's what Steve Jobs would do. He said he got that yacht and he wanted to make one just like mine, except that he came in, he said, well, let's change this here. Let's change that there. Kept changing all these little minor details of it. And he said, by the time he got finished, it was nothing at all like mine. And it was way, way better than mine ever was. And so that's the kind of guy that he was. But I think it was interesting as to whether or not he was in on all of this. If we go back and we look at the PRISM chart, one of the other things that was leaked with the Ed Snowden documents. If you look at that PRISM chart, who was the first company that got involved with that? Ding, the answer is Microsoft. Microsoft got involved in that at the very beginning. Competitor to Apple, Bill Gates' company. The people who got, Apple did not get involved in that PRISM program to monitor your data, and we can say a lot about PRISM. I've done reports on PRISM in the past, but Apple did not get in until the very end, and they didn't get in until Steve Jobs was gone and Tim Cook took over, because that's the kind of guy that Tim Cook is. I don't think it's the kind of guy Steve Jobs was. But let's look at this series of slides. Again, they say these are the slides, and they were classified TS, top secret, SI, special intelligence, REL to USA, that's relative to the USA, and also FVEY, which I believe means Five Eye. I didn't look that up. I believe that's Five Eye, which refers to the English-speaking countries, US, UK, New Zealand. There's five English-speaking countries that share intelligence. So this is top secret, special intelligence, Five Eye. And here's what they say. They have, again, a couple of slides showing the Big Brother commercial, and it said, who knew in 1984, when they ran that commercial attacking Big Brother to promote the Macintosh, who knew in 1984, the next slide says, that this would be Big Brother, and they show Steve Jobs holding an iPhone. Show that picture up there. That Steve Jobs would be Big Brother. No, what they're saying is the iPhone would be Big Brother. They didn't say, and that he would be Big Brother. Steve Jobs is not the Big Brother. The iPhone is the Big Brother. The iPhone is the thing in the room like Big Brother that watches and reports everything that you do to somebody who is watching, somebody in the government who's watching, somebody in a corporation who is watching. So the iPhone, they say, is Big Brother. And then look at the third slide where they mock you, the people that the NSA is illegally spying on. They say, and that the zombies would be paying customers. The zombies, you, would be paying customers. And they show all the people so excited that they went out and spent their $1,000 on their Big Brother device that is watching everything that they do. They're laughing about it. They're mocking you as they violate the law. And it says in this article back then, 4 years ago, the documents mention that location services, quote unquote, used by many iPhone apps are useful since most customers allow location tracking out of convenience. But then they say, but we're not interested in location. Yeah, we just made that little observation there, but the NSA claims it does not choose to collect location data. Uh-huh. Yeah. If you believe that, I've got an iPhone I can sell you, along with the Brooklyn Bridge. This article just came out yesterday, and it's along the same line, how the CIA is using artificial intelligence to collect social media data. I've talked many times about activity-based intelligence, human domain analytics, geospatial intelligence. You have to understand that the fastest growing area of intelligence is geospatial intelligence. What it does is it looks at the metadata. It looks at where you are, the location data that they say that, well, we noticed that everybody's turning on this location thing, and maybe that's something we could exploit, but we would never do that when they get caught with the slides talking about how they want to do that and how they can do that. And, of course, there's been many, many revelations that have come out from WikiLeaks showing leaked programs, giving you the owner's manual, not the code. WikiLeaks didn't leak the code. They leaked the information that shows how these things work. It's kind of like the owner's manual. So they show that what the goal is, what the capabilities are of the NSA from these various programs. And we know for sure that they're doing this. But, of course, we've had liars like James Clapper, this politicized intelligence agency. It used to be that these guys hung out in the dark, and the NSA were the most secretive people back in the 1980s. We, those of us in technology knew about the NSA. Everybody joked. They always said it stood for no such agency. Well, now I guess it stands for no warrant, superstar agency for political pundits, because that's what these guys have become. They go on talk shows to trash Trump and to support Hillary Clinton. And we see the politicization of the FBI, of the NSA, of all these different law enforcement groups. That is what's so dangerous about it. But these politicized guys who were picking and choosing candidates for you, and now that everybody is so concerned about their safety that they'll give up anything and everything for it, they tell you who to follow. They also will tell you, we don't need metadata. That's not important to us. That's nothing. That is the most important thing, because that is what they can mine using algorithms to determine everything about you. And that's what this article just came out. They said they got 137 different AI projects to look at social media, because you are creating a dossier for them and making it public. Of course, they don't need a search warrant. We'll be right back. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government. Independence isn't a day. It's a mindset, an attitude that says, I will not be your dependent. I will not be your slave. Dependence and slavery is a chain that is forged link by link with gradual infringements. When you trade your liberty for safety, to that extent, you become their slave. Slaves are never safe. You won't get rich by being a slave. Guard your liberty. Regard with suspicion anyone who tries to take it. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News on this September 13th, 2017. I'm David Knight. We're having a lot of problems with our feed, so we are recording this. You may have to watch this on YouTube later, but we also have it archived on Prison Planet TV. If you're a subscriber there, you'll be seeing it there as well. And of course, we do have podcasts. If you ever have problems like this, you can download the podcast. We're now on TuneIn. That's one of the the newest one that we're on. It's a very big podcast source, also Spreaker, also iTunes, one of the first places where we had podcasts. That's why they call them podcasts. And we're on Stitcher is the other one. So we're on four different podcast platforms, so you shouldn't have a problem finding it there. But, of course, it's just an audio feed. But we do make everything – this is a radio broadcast as well. So we make everything try to make everything as clear as possible for people who do not have a video feed. Before we get back to the news, I just want to remind you of some of the sales that we have here that support the operation. We thank you for your support. It's why we put these sales on from time to time. We want to make this a win-win situation, not just by making money for InfoWars and offering you clean, organic products that are going to help your health and protect the health of your family, but we also want to make it financially affordable for you to try these products from time to time so you can see some of the new products that maybe you haven't tried, like Z-Shield. Z-Shield has organic ingredients that are known to help the body in its fight against toxic metals and chemicals. Natural ingredients like cilantro, milk thistle, super concentrated zeolites, and right now we've got Z-Shield. If you want to try it, 40% off at InfoWarsLife.com. We also have 50% off Caveman, the true paleo formula that has things like turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, and bone broth. It is the ultimate in true paleo nutrition. You can get it in chocolate or strawberry, and right now you can get it at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And Emmerich's Essentials, the entire line, things like sunscreen, bug spray, mouthwash, body wash, shampoo, natural deodorant, all those products, organic, and they're 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Getting back to the news real quickly, I just want to mention one more thing, and then we've got some interesting video clips. We had a fundraiser last night. Got very political right at the very beginning. This was at the top of the Drudge Report earlier today. You know, when we're talking about this, it's very important that you understand when you are on social media, just like I tried to explain to people the other day, it's like, you know, I try to give you information that is important for you to understand. Like telling people, you understand that there's going to be a lot of people who find out that they didn't have insurance coverage because you have to buy flood coverage as a separate underwritten thing. And you can't even get earthquake insurance. We had an insurer call in. I said, yeah, and earthquake insurance along with volcanoes and war have been taken off. You can still get earthquake insurance. They have to do that as a separate rider. Your basic homeowner policy is not going to cover those two things. So with the knowledge of that, you can then make the decision as to whether or not you want to spend the money, accept that risk by not having insurance. That's the decisions that people make, but you have to know what the risks are. That's why we'd like to tell you what the risks are when you get on social media. Not only are you wasting your time, but you're creating a massive dossier for the government. And the CIA admits that they use it. As a matter of fact, they're having to get artificial intelligence to help them mine the information that you're putting out there, because you're putting out so much information about yourselves that they have to get artificial intelligence to assist them. They couldn't hire that many people. They said if we were just to go through the imagery, we'd need 8 million analysts. So we're using artificial intelligence, and it's getting better and better. And then you have to ask yourself, what is the artificial intelligence going to assume about me? Is it going to give them a false identification? Are they going to use this to determine, because we see the politicization of the intelligence agencies, are they going to use this intelligence to see if their fake narratives are working? If they give you a narrative about 9/11, or they give you a narrative about Russian hacking, or they start telling you something about a politician that they don't like? Then they can go back and look and see if it's gaining traction in social media. And that is very important for them. They need to know what about their narratives that they create. As a matter of fact, yesterday I was just talking to John Kiriakou, CIA whistleblower. And he was saying, people don't realize you saw Ben Affleck and others who were just walking through unaccompanied through the halls of the CIA when he was there. And he said, these guys are working on narratives that the CIA wants. They have scripts that they've written for people, and they tell people, hey, we've already got these scripts written. They're really interesting scripts. Why don't you make a movie promoting our worldview, promoting our narrative? And so they need to know if these narratives that they're promoting in a number of ways, whether it's through movies or whether it's through the media, are they having an effect, the desired effect? And then they can adjust those. That's feedback that you want when you are doing propaganda. They've never been able to do that before. Now they can do it using AI, using your metadata, using the public dossier that you create when you use public media. And then there's the other part of it, Facebook likes. And we talked about this 2 days ago. Fake Facebook like networks exploited a code flaw to create millions of bogus likes. They've got an entire thriving ecosystem of websites that can automatically generate millions of fake likes. And, of course, what that does is that pushes your post up on the algorithm. So it elevates that so a lot of people see it. And of course, people will buy these things to make them look legitimate, not just an interview there. So, you know, that's everybody that lives by the likes understand that this is something that it can be very incredibly fake. So just remember that. And again, we're going to be talking to William Binney later in the program. He's going to be on with us in the third hour, the former technical head of the NSA, a whistleblower who first told us about the unconstitutional surveillance being conducted by our intelligence agencies. And we have much to talk about today. Massive $2.5 billion contract that is completely secret that the NSA has put out there. And he has also gone online saying, no, I do not believe the DNC was hacked. So there's a lot of things that are current in the news that we want to talk to him about. But we also want to put this in the context of how the world changed on September 11th. There was a hurricane benefit last night, And we had, as was pointed out, the hand-in-hand telethon immediately went political. And we have a clip here from Stevie Wonder. Let's play that clip, folks.
We've come together today to love on the people that have been devastated by the hurricanes. When love goes into action, it preferences no color of skin, no ethnicity, no religious beliefs, no sexual preferences, and no political persuasions. It just loves. As we should begin to love and value our planet, and anyone who believes that there is no such thing as global warming must be blind or unintelligent. Lord, please save us all.
Oh, apparently the irony of that statement was lost on Stevie Wonder. Of course, he's always been blind, but I never thought he was unintelligent before last night. And he said, start out by saying, hey, it's, hurricanes are not political, but they made it political right from the very beginning. Think about the fact, and as I saw this last night, at first it was reported $14 million raised by this star-studded telethon, as people like Leonardo DiCaprio, George Clooney, Cher lead a star-studded telethon. Beyoncé offers a message of unity and hope, and so forth. Just fawning over these celebrities said they'd raised $14 million. I think it's now over $40 million that has been phoned in. But, of course, this is other people's money. Think about how they came after Donald Trump when he gave $1 million of his own. He said, pledged to give $1 million of his own. He didn't do it immediately. He said, took less than a week, but he said, I've got to vet who I'm going to give this to. But they came after him. So they have a performance. They get out there and they tell people, if you believe there's no such thing as global warming, you must be blind or unintelligent. Absolutely amazing. You have to be blind and stupid to not see that even though CO2 is rising, you're not seeing a change in hurricanes. You're not seeing a steady state increase in hurricanes. You had 12 years when a major one did not hit. And yet all this time, CO2 was rising. Over all of this time. And now they say, see, we told you so. Told you so. Meanwhile, we see that Hurricane Irma, the other thing that is happening here, is we've got residents who cannot get back home. This is one of the things when I talked to Steve Pachinik about hurricanes on Sunday. Two of us, he's lived in Florida a long time. I have too. People who have gone through hurricanes before understand a couple of things. We understand that there's risks to evacuating. There's risks to staying. It's not a one or zero decision. You're not totally safe. Or you're not going to die necessarily if you do one or the other. And one of the risks that you face when you evacuate is the risk that you're not going to be able to get back in because the government is going to be in total safety nanny lockdown mode. And that's what's now happening to people. They want to know what has happened to their home. Can they get back in there and salvage what is left? And they're not able to get back. We've seen it before in North Carolina and the Outer Banks. We've seen it before in Florida. It gets worse every time we have a disaster. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. new shipment of BioTruth Selenium is now available at InfoWarsLife.com. We've been sold out for months. Our one-of-a-kind InfoWars Life BioTruth Selenium formula is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. This is the true selenium formula that has rocked the nutraceutical industry to its core. Nearly every other selenium supplement on the market is produced with synthetic selenium, but BioTruth Selenium is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. The effects of the essential trace mineral selenium are well known, from supporting the thyroid gland and immune system to DNA production and eyesight. BioTruth Selenium is also the perfect supercharger to Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine, as both help support a healthy thyroid and many other systems. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to order your bottle of BioTruth Selenium before we sell out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com to secure your selenium and other key products that don't only help yourself and your family, but also fund our operation against the globalist, a 360 win. We didn't ask for this fight, but we're in this fight. This is the time to support InfoWars. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging war on corruption. It's David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News on this September the 13th, 2017. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be having a couple of very interesting guests coming up. We have Eric Peters of EPautos.com is going to be telling us about the Patriot Act for the highway. Yes, that's right. The paternalism, the electronic control from Silicon Valley, this is where this is being driven from, as we're being driven out of our cars. He's going to be talking to us about the consequences of what is now working its way very quickly through Congress, through the bureaucracy. Mitch McConnell's wife, Elaine Chao, is Secretary of Transportation. She is a big cheerleader for getting you out of your car so that you can rent from big corporations and that they can keep you locked into their Agenda 21 schedule, folks. That's what this is all about. We've seen urban planners who believe that public enemy number one is the automobile, the internal combustion engine. You know, it's kind of interesting. I tweeted out yesterday, I said, the big thing about electric cars, and quite frankly, I don't care what kind of car you drive. I don't care if you drive an SUV or a pickup truck. That's your choice. You should have that choice. I should have the choice of being able to drive whatever I wish to drive as well without having it shoved down my throat or prohibited, as they are now in the process throughout Europe, one nation after the other. Every couple of days, we're seeing another European nation saying, we're going to prohibit all internal combustion engines, diesels, gasoline engines. Nothing but electric is going to be allowed. Well, you know, there's also hydrogen, and it doesn't have a lot of the drawbacks in terms of charging time as electricity does. But the key thing about this that I don't like, besides shutting down my choice, you know, 99% of the people today have a choice of buying an electric car. How many people choose to do that? Even with massive subsidies, only 1%. I don't want to have to subsidize your choice and have my choice prohibited. And that's what's happening. We have massive subsidies at the manufacturing level for Elon Musk and these other companies. And then we have massive subsidies when people buy them at the retail level. And still, only 1% of the people choose to do that. So the governments are shutting this down. They're prohibiting this. And you've got to ask yourself why. You've got to ask yourself why they're removing every obstacle, every safety obstacle. These are the people, the safety Nazis in the federal government, who are all have added so much weight as they're concerned about fuel economy, so much expense to the car so that you can't afford it anymore, and yet they're going to throw all the caution and the regulations and the safety to the wind so they can get these things on the road. And while they're doing this, they're shutting down the Constitution, saying, sorry, states and localities will have no say over whether or not they're going to be part of a massive public experiment on the highways. You're going to be part of that, just as the government experiments on people, like they did at the Tuskegee Institute, as they've done so many times, as they release, and they've done it, contaminants in subway systems. And they said, don't worry, it's nothing harmful. We just wanted to check it and see how far it would go, you know, just little things like that. We don't need to have your consent. We don't need to inform you really what it is about this. So they're not going to tell you about these self-driving cars. You're just going to put them on the road with you, with your family. And hopefully there's not going to be any problem with it. But, of course, it presents massive civil liberties issues as well. And right now they're running a little bit of a clip as B-roll of Minority Report. Remember when Tom Cruise is there, and they decide he is a wanted man, and as he's licking right now in his car, and he's like, uh-oh, they're shutting down my car, and they're changing directions, and they're taking me back to the police department. Yeah, that's the kind of control they want, folks. They want to be able to tax and to track every movement that you make. They want to keep you in their cities. That's what Agenda 21 is about. And so it's a very important civil liberties issue. This is not just a technology issue. This is not just an issue of crony capitalism. This is the mindset of 9/11 now being used to take away your cars. It is an act of war. Move, shoot, communicate. You want to make sure that you're able to do that. You want to make sure the enemy is not able to do that. That's what they're doing right now. Gun control, internet control, and now the control of your car, taking it out of your hands, putting it in the hands of government, and richly rewarding a few well-connected companies in Silicon Valley. Stay with us. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk about some fallout from Hurricane Irma, as well as some clips of Donald Trump after 9/11. We'll be right back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. It's September the 13th, 2017. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking to Eric Peters about the Patriot Act for the Highway that's working its way through the bureaucracy, working its way through the Congress. And of course, I think it's fitting that as we're looking at this happening, as we're looking at the new iPhone X, that we have this article come out, a new book, World Without Mind, arguing that Silicon Valley will lead us to our doom. Saying the advancement, the end game is the advancement of an ideological agenda. And how does Silicon Valley do this? It's very apparent when we look at things like the iPhone, or we look at their designs for our ability to move. So of course, we're talking about things like, again, move, shoot, communicate. They want to, the iPhone is a communication part of this. Being able to track us, being able to shut down our communication devices as well, but also, you know, to let us communicate as long as they've got a hook into everything that we're saying to people. They want to be able to have that kind of intelligence. But also the takeover of the internet by the FCC, assuming jurisdiction over it as if it were a utility. And regardless of what you think about net neutrality, either way, what should really frighten you, I think, is the understanding that the FCC has just usurped that authority, that ownership of the internet. We should not have the government owning the internet. They should not own our transportation either. That's the move part, the movement part, the freedom of movement that's going to be taken away from you. And here's how they do it, the same way they do it with the iPhone. And this is what he says in his book, Franklin Foer, I think is the way you pronounce his name, F-O-E-R. He says, by introducing addictive new features, these Silicon Valley companies have made us hopelessly dependent. Once hooked, consumers are robbed of choice, they're milked for profit, they're deprived of privacy, they're made the subjects of stealth social engineering experiments. We are, he says, the screws and rivets and their great design. Anything that you get for free, you are the product, folks. We've said that many times as well. But that's precisely what we see happening, not only with the iPhone, but also with these new Silicon Valley robo-cars that are going to be tax and track taxis. That's precisely what this is about. But I want to go back to the hurricane. for just a moment, and then we're going to play some clips with Donald Trump 2 days after 9/11, because we're now 2 days after the 16th anniversary of 9/11. There was an interesting story on Independent Journal Review. They had a clip of Donald Trump as he's being interviewed that day. I think it's very interesting what he has to say, and it says something about the character of the man. But when we look at the hurricane, as I said before, we understand that there are certain risks. They don't know exactly where the hurricane is going to go because they don't have good climate models for something that you're watching that closely, that everybody in the world that's a meteorologist, everybody that's got a weather model, were watching this. They all disagreed with each other. There were this one track that was coming out of Europe, another track that was coming out of NOAA. Their supercomputers couldn't agree because they're just models and their assumptions that these guys have put together. But, of course, we're supposed to believe that the world is going to melt down. And Stevie Wonder ironically says, you have to be blind and unintelligent to not believe in what these climate change scientists are telling us. And it's like, well, maybe you weren't paying attention over the last few days to see that they had no clue as to where this thing was going. So there's an element of risk involved. And part of the risk is a risk that you're not going to be able to get back to your home. Whether it's wiped out or not, you're not going to be able to get back to your home. And we've seen this happen now that FEMA has gotten involved. FEMA becomes a choke point. They come in and they assume control, just as they're moving to assume control of all of our highways, all of our transportation. They come in and use the disaster to assume control. And, of course, the safety Nazis are going to err on the side of safety always, and they're going to be in charge of who gets in with supplies. Sorry, you can't get in. And we've talked about this numerous times, the differences that I've seen in North Carolina, for example, where the disaster was handled entirely by local police and local government. Everything went smoothly. We had people overflowing to help the people that were affected in that area. Just a massive amount of supplies coming in that dropped them off at churches. The local police would say, stay away from these areas, that block off the areas that had down power lines. But then they would let people just go to the church parking lots and pick up all the free stuff that had been brought in to help people in the area. But then on the Outer Banks where they had a hurricane, oh, no, no, no. You left your home. You can't get back in for a long time. And now that's happening now in the Keys. As the Miami Herald points out, Hurricane Irma is gone. But if you live in the Florida Keys and you want to go back home, well, you can't. The two roads entering Key Largo from Miami, US 1 and Card Sound Road, are closed. Officials say it is unclear when they will open. And then we got pictures of people that have come out talking about, you know, getting very upset with the police. And one guy says, everywhere I go, they say, no people, no people. We can't take you here. We can't take you there. He says, I talked to a police officer. He said it could be a week. He said, for a week, I'm shut out of getting back to my home to find out if I've got anything left, to see if I can protect what is left there. The wind blew off the roof. Now the stuff that is there is just going to be wiped out by the continuing exposure to weather. But he says, so I'll just sit here. Everybody I know is just sleeping in their cars. Well, soon you won't even have that to sleep in. How's that? Meanwhile, the other choke point that we're seeing, and of course the Red Cross, once a private organization, once very helpful, is now being connected hand in glove with FEMA, and they have become a choke point as well. Now, I talked about this yesterday. A couple of different individuals in Houston, city councilmen, were outraged about the fact that people had voluntarily brought in hot meals. The other people that were there had not eaten in 24 hours, and yet the Red Cross wouldn't allow them to get to those meals. They took those meals out, and they refrigerated them. So we'll give them to you later, maybe. You know, they were hot meals, and they wouldn't let them have it. Here's a clip from a Houston city councilman begging people not to donate to the Red Cross.
I'm sorry, the Red Cross. Because the Red Cross, if anybody wants to donate to the Red Cross, please call me. I beg you not to send them a penny. They are the most inept, unorganized organization that I've ever experienced. I've been in Kingwood fighting this thing, and we have not seen one person, not a single person from the Red Lost. Yet, every time I turn on the TV, they're receiving multi-hundreds of millions of dollars. What are you guys doing with it? How many contractors are you helping us with? So, to this day, many days after the hurricane hit, I have not seen a single person in Kingwood or in Clear Lake that's a representative of the Red Cross. You know who opened our shelters? We did. You know who sent water
local
and supplies? We did. People didn't have cots. We got them blankets. We didn't get a darn thing from the Red Cross. So If anybody wants to send them money, don't waste your time. Don't waste your money. Send it to other causes. Thank you, Mayor.
Thanks, Councilman Moyne.
See, that's why Donald Trump, when he said, I'm going to give $1 million, and immediately the hostile press, which is all of them, were saying, who are you going to give it to? Who are you going to give it to? And it's like, well, I got to look and see who I'm going to give it to. Hopefully he didn't give it to the Red Cross. They already had a big issue in terms of the percentage that actually makes it sway to the people. Now you hear these horror stories coming out of Houston because it's a big bureaucracy. These big bureaucracies like the Red Cross, these big bureaucracies like FEMA, they become choke points. They cut off aid to people. We can handle these disasters. Americans were great at it. I talked about that in detail yesterday. I won't go over it again. But it was something that Alexis de Tocqueville had observed about America. It says they come to each other's aid. They don't look to the government to solve all their problems, but not anymore. Not after the welfare state of FDR, not after September 11th. We are cowards who crave to be taken care of by the federal government. And I think it's absolutely amazing, as I said before, the criticism that was given to Donald Trump when he gave $1 million of his own money, and the praise that is given to these stupid celebrities. George Clooney gave $1 million to the Southern Poverty Law Center. But then he trumpets the fact that he's now raising money for victims. I don't know if he gave any money of himself. $14 million or $40 million of other people's money that these people did. And then along with it, we get a political lecture from people like Stevie Wonder about something he absolutely knows nothing about. Nothing about. The logical fallacy of this ought to be clear, as I keep mentioning to people. When we come back, we're out of time. When we come back, we're going to play 2 days after 9/11, 16 years ago. Here's what Donald Trump was doing at Ground Zero. We'll be right back.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
A staunch anti-federalist, Patrick Henry was opposed to the Constitution, fearing it would become a monster that would take over not only the sovereign states that had created it, but that it would become a tool to destroy individual liberty. His warnings, ignored, have now come to pass. He said, "You're not to inquire how your trade may be increased, nor how you are to become a great and powerful people, but how your liberties can be secured. For liberty ought to be the direct end of your government." Patrick Henry warned us, "The liberties of a people never were, nor ever will be secure, when the transactions of their rulers may be concealed from them." Today, everything the government does at every level is concealed from us. We have trade deals to manage our economy that not even our elected representatives are allowed to see. Later in life, Patrick Henry looked back and said, "When the American spirit was in its youth, the language of America was different. Liberty, sir, was the primary object. Today, our primary concern is safety and comfort, when we should be demanding liberty." For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper.
Prostagard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostagard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
September 13th, 2017. I'm David Knight. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to be talking to Eric Peters of EP Autos about what he identifies as the Patriot Act for our highways, the mentality that has been put in place after 9/11. And we got a couple of clips about 9/11. 2 days after 9/11, here's what Donald Trump was doing at Ground Zero. We're going to play that for you in just one moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the products that we have on sale at InfoWarsLife.com. We have Knockout, the powerful natural sleep aid, is now 40% off at InfoWars.life.com. And, of course, it's one of the things that is a necessity for those of us who work the O-Dark Early crew here. We're in a different time zone than we used to be. And so to get in that time zone, you need a sleep aid, things like melatonin. People have use that for a long time as they travel to get rid of jet lag, to get them adjusted to a new time zone to force them to fall asleep. It's got things like melatonin, valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, some of the natural ingredients that's in it. It has almost 2,000 reviews, and it has an impressive 4.5-star rating out of a possible 5 stars. And you can find those reviews that are maintained by an independent third-party source. You can find that at InfoWarsLife.com. Knockout, 40% off at InfoWarsLife.com. There's an article that just came out, that was on the Telegraph, talking about how some teachers are too scared to discuss 9/11 with their pupils as they fear a backlash from Muslim parents, said a leading expert in counterterrorism education has warned. We have experts in counter-extremism education. Well, you know, I think what they should do, and maybe I should do this myself, maybe I should put together a homeschool physics curriculum centered around 9/11. And all the mythology that's part of the official government story. Just teach them about Building 7. You know, if you want to, if you say, well, you know, we don't want them to get upset about Muslims or whatever. But get them to understand that it wasn't just the Saudis. It was an inside job. The Saudis could not have pulled this off. Building 7 wasn't even hit by a plane, yet it collapsed. So there you go. But, you know, I think the Saudis were a part of it. We've had a lot of evidence that they were a part of it. We know that they are, they've been since the Nixon administration, that they have been part of the petrodollar. We have been inextricably connected with the Saudis, and of course their connections to the CIA are very well documented. So yeah, they don't get a pass, folks, but understand that they were not the only ones who were involved. Let's look at what Donald Trump said 2 days after 9/11. This is what he was doing. Here's an interview that was found by the Independent Journal Review.
Now, just a few moments ago, Donald Trump passed through here, so we had a minute to talk with him. Let's roll that tape. You can see what he had to say.
Well, I've never seen anything like it. I've seen two huge 110-story buildings that are reduced to rubble, thousands and thousands of lives. I just got to see something that I've never seen before. I have hundreds of men inside working right now, and we're bringing down another 125 in a little while, and they've never done work like this before. And they're hardworking people, but they've never seen anything like it. And
hear that? Hundreds of people that he paid to come down. And
tell me what it's like
at Ground
Zero. Tell me about the workers that you saw and what they're doing there.
Well, not only is it devastation, but it's very dangerous because every few minutes a whistle would go off and everybody would just run because you have all the buildings around it, which are in such a weakened state that people just don't know. And so they just have to take off. And then they come back and they're working under 50-story buildings that you don't know if they're going to fall down. So it's a terrible thing for the workers and it's a terrible thing for the world, really.
How have you spoken to any of your men? Do you know how they're reacting to this? Because emotionally, this must be so incredibly difficult.
Well, there are a lot of them, but they've never seen bodies like this. I mean, the bodies all over. The great thing is when they find somebody that's alive, like the five firemen that they just found a little while ago. So that's the great thing, and that's what they're all striving for. But generally speaking, that's not what the case. That's not the case. So they are working very, very hard, but it's a very
All right, so let's stop that there because I want to get to these other clips, and we're starting to run out of time. But that's Donald Trump. He was there being interviewed. He brought in hundreds of his own people to go through and do search and rescue at his expense. That's what Donald Trump was doing this time 16 years ago, 2 days after 9/11. I want to play another clip for you. That it was a radio interview. Somebody was asking him about it, and this is his first impression. Of course, we played this in the run-up to the election to show that Donald Trump had some questions about what he was seeing. Hear that clip.
And the ultimate destruction of the buildings was caused by the airplanes, by architectural defect, or possibly by bombs or aftershocks. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, it was an architectural defect. You know, the World Trade Center was always known as a very, very strong building. Don't forget, that took a big bomb in the basement. Now, the basement is the most vulnerable place because that's your foundation. And it withstood that. And I got to see that area about 3 or 4 days after it took place because one of my structural engineers actually took me for a tour because he did the building. And I said, I can't believe it. The building was standing solid and half of the columns were blown out. I mean, so this was an unbelievably powerful building. If you know anything about structure, it was one of the first buildings that was built from the outside. The steel, the reason the World Trade Center had such narrow windows is that in between all the windows you had the steel on the outside. So you had the steel on the outside of the building. That's why when I first looked, and you had big, heavy I-beams, when I first looked at it, I couldn't believe it because there was a hole in the steel. And this is steel that was, you remember the width of the windows of the World Trade Center, folks? I think, you know, if you were ever up there, they were quite narrow. And in between was this heavy steel. I said, how could a plane, even a 767 or 747 or whatever it might have been, how could it possibly go through the steel? I happen to think that they had not only a plane, but they had bombs that exploded almost simultaneously, because I just can't imagine anything being able to go through that wall. Most buildings are built with the steel is on the inside around the elevator shaft. This one was built from the outside, which is the strongest structure you can have, and it was almost just like a can of soup.
You know, Donald, we were looking at pictures all morning long of that plane coming into building number 2, and when you see that approach the far side, and then all of a sudden, within a matter of millisecond, the explosion pops out the other side.
Right. I just think that it was a plane with more than just fuel. I think, obviously, they were very big planes. They were going very rapidly because I was also watching where the plane seemed to be not only going fast, it seemed to be coming down.
Yeah. Yeah, we need that kind of candid investigation now, don't we? If it was a building code issue, and of course, we had the Empire State Building hit by a plane. They were supposed to be built to code to handle that. Where are the changes in the building code? Where are the lawsuits against the people who built it, against the city who allowed that to happen? Why haven't they changed the firefighting procedures since for the first time ever in history we had a skyscraper? And you just recently, remember just a tenement house building that was in the UK. Burned for like 18 or 20 hours, did not collapse. And we see this over and over again. Many of the buildings in Dubai that are skyscrapers, they catch on fire as they're under construction. Of course, that's the most vulnerable time. They still don't fall. As my friends who are civil engineers point out, the most difficult time that you have when you're building something like a bridge is when it is being constructed, because that's when all of the different pieces are not fully in place. So that's when it's at its most vulnerable to being taken down. So that raises a lot of questions. And hopefully If President Trump survives, maybe he could get some people around him. If he survives politically, if he survives physically, that he could get some people who support the truth, who support his agenda. And maybe we could have a real investigation into this. You know, it was 10-year anniversary. And some people in Hollywood said, let's do a play, kind of like, you know, 12 Angry Men, where we do an investigation. We look at this because it's done by a president who is skeptical of the lies of 9/11. We'll be right back with Eric Peters.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. It's September the 13th, 2017, and coming up we have, joining us right now is Eric Peters. Now, Eric Peters has a site where he writes about cars, mobility, and liberty. He's been covering these topics for 25 plus years. As a columnist and author, he writes for Washington Times. He's contributor to many newspapers. But of course, I like his site, epautos.com, because he looks at the politics, he looks at the big picture. He writes the best car reviews you'll find anywhere, folks. They're very honest reviews. He's not a sycophant for the car industry. He doesn't accept advertising from them. He accepts donations from you to fund his site there. So he gives you good, honest reviews that are always very clever and interesting to read. But I got him on today because he was spot on about something that really hasn't gotten much attention. And that is this self-drive act. And it's not about driving yourself. It's about the government driving you around like a little child. And this is the way he titled it, the Four-Wheeled Patriot Act. And as we're looking this week at the aftermath of September 11th, how it changed our law, our Constitution, and how it changed, most importantly, the psychology of Americans who no longer value freedom. They value safety. And, of course, we want the government to keep us safe, don't we? They're going to be the ones who keep us safe. And yet they have now removed all safety regulations for these self-driving cars. And that's what he's talking about. I want to get into that. But here, quickly, let me tell you what has happened. On Wednesday, the House of Representatives did something, as Wired Magazine points out, that is woefully uncommon these days. It passed a bill with bipartisan support. They want this very, very badly. They did it before they raised the debt ceiling. It was a first order of business. It's the sort of thing that they're desperate to get done, like the Keystone Pipeline, because there's a lot of money in this, folks. And they said, this is the way Wired Magazine is a big cheerleader for self-driving cars. They said, there's, in the absence of congressional oversight, states have stepped in to regulate them. They don't have the authority in Washington to regulate our roads and our safety. That, under the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, is the power of the states. But these people are begging the federal government to do something about it, especially the people in Silicon Valley. And so now they have stepped in, just like we saw with the DARK Act, where they came in to shut down any regulations to tell people what was in their food, whether it was GMO or not. The various corporations said, no, we want to do that at the federal level where we can easily control it and we don't have this patchwork of conflicting regulations. And so what they're proposing to do is take the number of cars right now that are allowed on the road. It's about 2,500. Immediately, they will increase that by a factor of 10 to 25,000. Year two, they will double that to 50,000. Year three, they will double it again to 100,000. And how are we going to prove that the system is safe? Well, that's going to be left up to the bureaucrats who are in the pocket of the Silicon Valley and, well, they're no longer in Detroit, the rest of the automobile industry who is pushing for this so hard. And that's what we're looking at, folks. And then the way that they're selling this is they're telling us that it's going to, we've got 35,000 people dying every year in vehicle crashes. They say 94% of those through driver error. So now people will be driving through programmer error. And if you've ever operated a computer, you know about that. It's going to be literally the blue screen of death, but it's going to be a lot of money for them. And they'll save some lives because you'll be moving at the speed of Wall-E. You'll be these little fat Eloy being driven around by the government so slow that if you crash, it still won't mean anything. And then the other thing that they did to sell to people is the idea that you're going to be able to allow, there you go, Wall-E. They nailed it right there as a, it's fat, helpless people, which is what Silicon Valley wants. That's the book, World Without Mind. But they're also telling you, well, this is going to allow the elderly and the blind to be able to move around and everything. And it's like, so what they're going to do is say, you know, you have this privilege because you can see, and that's not fair. So we're going to destroy your ability to be independent and to move around by making something here that'll take blind people around. I'm all for that, but let's not destroy everybody else's freedom and independence in the name of doing that. So joining us now is Eric Peters of epautos.com to talk about the Four-Wheeled Patriot Act. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Peters.
Oh, thank you for having me back on, David, and that was a heck of an introduction, by the way.
Well, thanks. It is something that is very dear to me because I understand that this is about taking away our liberty, and it's also kind of a militarized thing. You know, they talk about the military, move, communicate, and shoot. That's what I've been talking about earlier today. They want to control transportation. Well, it is really an act of war, isn't it?
There's a German ward, that was popular during the National Socialist era called Gleichschaltung, marching in step. And their concept was that individuality would be suppressed and everybody would be marching in step in accordance with whatever directives came on from on high. And this is very, very similar to that, in my opinion. Another similarity is the extremely demagogic language that's used to ram this stuff through the legislature, just like the Patriot Act. I mean, how could you be against the Patriot Act? How could anybody be against the Safe Driving Act? You know, I wonder what's next. Are they going to have the No Beat Your Kids Act? You know, it's
where they beat your kids.
Right,
because that's always what they name it exactly the opposite. To call it a self-drive act, self-drive is what I do now.
Yeah,
they don't want me driving myself.
Yeah, and that's another example. Exactly. They refer to these as autonomous cars, and nothing could be farther from the truth. These are not autonomous cars. The cars that we have right now are autonomous. Autonomy means that they're independent and that we control them. These are automated cars that are not controlled by us, that are controlled by a technocratic elite that's in the government and in the corporations.
Yeah, you go back and you look at the etymology of automobile. It means self-mobile. I drive myself around. But you had some interesting comments in your article. You said it was both ironic and malevolent. Let's talk about the irony first, the safety issues here, as we see Mitch McConnell's wife, Elaine Chao, out there cheerleading this process here.
Well, the irony is that whenever they come up with a new suffocating law or regulation with regard to cars, invariably it's touted as being to keep us safe. It's for our safety. And, of course, writ large, everything that they propose is always for our safety and security. But that's clearly not true. You know, we're talking about removing the ability of the person who is in a vehicle to intervene in the event we get the blue screen of death. You're assuming technological infallibility, that this automated vehicle is going to trundle down the road at high speed and everything's going to work perfectly all the time. What happens if it doesn't? Well,
yeah, you've got a great analogy to commercial airplanes.
Yeah, right now the technology is already in existence that allows a commercial aircraft to take off, fly, and land entirely without any human intervention whatsoever. But nobody's talking about removing the pilot and the air crew from the cockpit.
And there's a good reason for that.
Just
have them go back and have a cocktail back and coach or play with Facebook on their iPhone.
Well, you know, the culture has become so enamored of technology and people seem unable to think anymore. They you know, everybody complains that their iPhone or their smartphone stops working. It fritzes out. The computer has a problem. And they never connect the dots and think, well, a car is essentially a moving iPod. It's a moving computer. And what is the likelihood that the software is going to fry out or a component is going to wear or something's going to go wrong? And what happens?
Well, we know that's going to happen.
Of course it's going to happen then.
Yeah, we see that with the iPhone all the time. I mean, as you're looking at this iPhone 10 rollout that happened today or yesterday, whenever it was. But still, they're talking about, well, if you got an iPhone, I think 5 or something, forget about it. We're not going to be supporting that anymore.
Yeah.
And yet they get manic about pushing updates to us. And, of course, we see Tesla being able to push updates to people all the time. But what we find, and we've seen it already in our computers, and, of course, this is something that's really being pushed by Elon Musk in Silicon Valley more than anybody else. They push these updates on you, or other people push things into your computer, and that breaks it from a software standpoint. So the software has a shorter life and has more fragility than the hardware does because of these constant updates that are incompatible with your hardware, your older hardware, and yet they still force these updates on you. And they're going to do that. They're going to do it with the cars. We know they're going to do it. That's the Silicon Valley model.
Yep, they're pushing it extraordinarily aggressively, and it's startling to me that more people aren't alarmed by this. To get back to the commercial aviation analogy, the FAA has extremely strict protocols for inspecting and maintaining aircraft, commercial aircraft, precisely because of all the complexity and because of the dangers that are involved. If we're going to entrust ourselves to these automated cars...
Let's pick up with that when we come back. We've got to take a quick break. You're spot on as usual. We're talking to Eric Peters. This is Real News. I'm David Knight. We'll be right back after the break.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research
into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children, to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. It's September the 13th, 2017. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Eric Peters about his article, The Four-Wheeled Patriot Act. You have to understand, we're seeing a massive change in America that is about to take place if we allow this to be shoved down our throats. And he lays out some very important points about this. And you have to ask yourself, why is this such a front burner issue for the government? Well, certainly there's regulatory capture. We always see that, as I point out, with the DARC Act, with the GMO people, not telling the people who are selling GMO getting people in Washington, the regulatory agencies, to shut down any local or state regulation of GMOs to say, hey, you're going to have to put labels on here to tell people what's in the food. Oh, no, that's just too expensive. We can't do that. We don't want people to know what's in the food. They don't want you to know what they're putting in the cars now. They don't want you to know what their control agenda that's coming in here is. So we're going to talk to him about cars real quickly. Just want to remind you that we've got several specials that are still running besides Knockout at 40% off at InfoWarsLife.com. We also have Emmerich's Essentials line of organic household products, 50% off the entire line. Caveman, the true paleo formula with turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, and bone broth, 50% off. And Z-Shield, 40% off at InfoWarsLife.com. It contains organic ingredients known to help support the body in its fight against toxic metals and chemicals. You can get that now, 40% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Eric, as we were going to break, you've got an excellent analogy here to commercial airlines. You said, of course, we know that commercial airlines, you just mentioned this, have the ability to fly themselves, with nobody suggesting that the pilots just go to the back of the plane and sit down and start playing video games with their computers. And you were about to talk about the whole issue of autopilot, which you have talked about before, the fact that they love to call this, especially Tesla, love to call it autopilot. But, of course, when the planes are doing this, we have air traffic control that makes sure that they are far, far away from each other. They consider it to be a big event if they get anywhere close to each other. Yet we're going to have millions of cars out there operating in very close proximity, which tells us that at the very least, they're not going to allow any human drivers on the roads, right?
Unlikely. I think inevitably, as these things start to become commonplace, the argument will be trotted out that it is unsafe to allow truly autonomous cars, cars with you or I behind the wheel, out in the mix. I see that as something that is 100% inevitable and probably will happen within the next 5 to 10 years, possibly.
Yes. So you talk about the irony that here they are, they have added thousands of dollars and a lot of weight to the cars, even as they're mandating higher corporate average fuel economies and taxing vehicles that don't meet that. Even as they're doing that and making it more expensive, all in the name of safety, they're going to take away all the safety regulations for these experimental cars. They're going to be conducting experiments on the public road without your consent, without your knowledge in most cases, and that is the amazing thing, how Elaine Chao and the bureaucracy, and of course, what we're seeing now, interestingly enough, is what we usually see in Washington. We have the Congress abdicating its authority to these bureaucratic agencies. They say, we're going to create a regulatory structure, we're going to pass something that says, we're going to take control of the roads, and now they kick the ball over to the bureaucracy. The bureaucracy will write the rules. They will determine what the standards are for safety for these cars that they have to meet before they're allowed to put the 25,000 and 50,000 and 100,000 of these on the road each year. It'll be the bureaucracy that will be controlled by Silicon Valley that will be writing the laws, not Congress, after they create this act.
Yeah, and it's important to point out that most of these bureaucrats and Congress people are mechanical illiterates. They don't have any engineering or mechanical background. They don't really understand what's going on here. They don't understand how a car works, much less how an automated car would work. So, you know, to give them some dark benefit of the doubt, they're just ignorant, and they're being led down the primrose path by the technocrats who are pushing this for profit and for control.
And I just had them put up a picture. This is a paper from MIT, and I know you can't see it because you're on the phone. And I'll describe it for the listeners who are listening to podcasts or radio. This is a toy Lamborghini, and they've got strapped to the top of it with a zip. They've got a circuit board that is strapped to the top of it. This is the experiment back in 2010. There's a perfect metaphor for what this is, except you're going to be participating in that experiment. And that is absolutely insane. But let's talk about some ethical issues, too, about managing collisions. You know, they're going to have to weight this somehow. It may be the number of people who are in the car. Maybe there's going to be an age mapping here with these ethical issues. Because at the beginning, we're going to have a little bit of mixture of cars that have not full autonomy, and they're going to be on the road with other cars that have human drivers still in them. So you're going to have these kind of weighting issues. What are the ethical issues behind this? As many people point out, I think there's going to be some kind of a weighting issue where you're going to have maybe a journalist like Michael Hastings, who's doing an investigation of the CIA. Maybe he'll be weighted zero on a scale of 1 to 10. And then maybe Mitch McConnell and his wife, who's there at the Bureau, the connected politician, maybe they'll get a 10. And then in between, we'll have people who will start out maybe at a 5, but then that'll get taken down based on their politics, or be taken down based on their credit rating or their age or their race until you got somebody else controlling your life completely.
Well, and more fundamentally, this is about a risk-benefit calculation that's being taken away from us. And one way that I use to explain this to people is the airbag thing. These are forced down our throats also, and airbags are a mixed bag. They can save a life, but they can take a life.
Yes.
And I think that as free people, we should have the right to decide for ourselves whether the benefit outweighs the risk and choose. But these people in D.C., these technocrats and bureaucrats, somehow believe they've got the moral right to take that decision away from us and to make it on our behalf and subject us to a risk that we might find unacceptable. And that's exactly what's going on here with these automated cars.
And we saw that in many different ways with airbags. When they were first introduced, they were killing people, who women and children who were small or lightweight, because these things were weighted for a typical adult male. And it was a big fight to get a switch that would turn it off on the passenger side or whatever. And then after we've got this recall of millions of these things that go off in your face like a landmine, and even though they know these things are defective, you can't get these things removed temporarily while you're waiting for your recall airbag to come into stock.
No, that's actually quite startling. The number is somewhere between 8 and 10 million vehicles that are out there with these defective Takata manufactured airbags. And it is going to take years to get all those vehicles into a shop and get the old airbag, the defective airbag, taken out and get a replacement put in. And in the meanwhile, the government is knowingly exposing millions of people to a known lethal product. And they are not permitting people to pull a fuse. And that's all it would take, pull a fuse, or to put a simple on-off switch that would enable people to simply disable these defective airbags until such time as they can be replaced.
Even after they know it's defective.
Even after they know
these self-driving cars, as they like to call them, they know that they're defective, and they're going to subject us to that as well. One other thing I don't want to hit before we run out of time. We only got about 2.5 minutes left. And that is the electric aspect of this. Yeah, every time I talk about this, I get people, I love electric cars. I love electric cars. Well, Elon Musk is using this as a beard so that he can get his subsidies and so that he can look cool, because people say, we want clean electric cars. I don't really care what the engine is that moves it. It could be an internal combustion engine, but they've been told since they've been children that those things are dirty. They're being banned across Europe right now. And they like the electric because they don't see what is creating the electricity. I like to call them external combustion, because you still got to have a power plant that in most cases is going to be using fossil fuel to run these things. But they like the idea of clean cars. But you get the subsidy and you get the prohibition. You don't get the choice. Only 1% of the people are choosing electric cars right now.
Well, again, it's because people are ignorant of engineering and mechanical things. Another term that I like to describe the electric car is the elsewhere emissions car.
Yeah.
In this country, the majority of the electricity is produced by either coal or oil-fired utility plants. And guess what? They produce emissions. They produce CO2. And according to a number of studies that I've looked at, in the aggregate, they end up producing more than the what comes out of the tailpipe of a modern internal combustion car, which is incredibly clean. Even the EPA categorizes most modern cars, most current model year IC cars, as partial zero emissions vehicles.
Or you could have hydrogen. But again, they push this electric because they can get subsidies from the government and because that is in the psyche of people. And hydrogen cars, the experimental ones have been done by Honda and by Toyota, they take the same amount of time to fill up as your gasoline engine. You don't have to wait hours for these things to recharge. But they push this to the side and they make it about electricity so they can hide their true agenda of control and government subsidy.
I think that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, yeah, it's absolutely amazing that we're seeing this happen. And it's just amazing to me to see internal combustion engines being banned now across Europe. It's absolutely insane, but that's what the government is pushing on us. And so when in this post 9/11 world, People need to be aware of this and ask some real fundamental questions. Thank you so much for joining us, Eric Peters, and you can find him and support him at epautos.com, a great source of information on all things to do with cars and with freedom. Thank you so much, Eric.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Keep on lying.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Back to Real News. I'm David Knight on this September 13th, 2017. We just talked to Eric Peters about the Patriot Act for our highways, the four-wheeled Patriot Act. It perfectly reflects the paranoia and the craving for safety above all else that has taken over the American psyche post 9/11. I want to get you some new news. We have some a breaking story here that at least 5 people have died in a Hollywood, Florida nursing home because of the lack of power. They lost air conditioning, and they said that caused these people to die. And I want you to think about that as we have all these cries from people like Stevie Wonder. We just heard his excellent music at the top of the hour, but in terms of science advice, not so much. He said you have to be blind or unintelligent to not see the connection between the hurricane and climate change. No, you have to be blind and stupid to think that there is a connection, as I pointed out before. But understand, as we've pointed out many times, that the access to cheap, available, usable energy is something that not only affects the quality of our life, but as we've just seen with this story in Hollywood, Florida, it affects the our life expectancy. We've had a lot of people in Germany die because they can't afford the power to heat their home or to cool it during the summer. Their pensioners and the electricity prices there have skyrocketed as the German government has rapidly advanced all of these very expensive energy sources because they're so afraid of carbon dioxide, which is something that plants need to grow. And so we have the insanity that is here as they're trying to get us to evacuate our energy economy, trying to get us to evacuate the system that we've had, just as they panicked everybody into, panicked 6 million people into getting out of Florida, not telling them what the real risks are. They're trying to panic everybody with this. And of course, the Paris Climate Agreement that was supposed to be about worldwide global warming exempted some of the largest countries with the most primitive and dirtiest power plants, India and China, it exempted them. So if they're concerned and if it's an emergency and if they have to shut down our economy for this stuff, then they don't give the biggest users who have the dirtiest coal plants on the planet a pass for decades. But they did. It is a political agenda. It is a tool of control, of economic control. And it is a means of redistributing power and wealth to the company, to the countries that will play ball with them, that will play ball with the globalists, like China. It is clearly political. We have to understand that. Talking about clearly political, we have Paul Ryan reportedly saying there is no chance for a border wall. He said this at a private dinner. This is a story from Breitbart. House Speaker Paul Ryan at a private dinner earlier this year said that he thought only one member wanted to build a wall across the entire U.S.-Mexico border. Breitbart has learned this from multiple sources with direct knowledge of the comments, including former Representative Tom Tancredo. The dinner, sources said, took place on the eve of the House's passage of two relatively minor immigration bills at the end of June. Kate's Law and Sanctuary City Reforms, the far wider reaching Davis-Oliver Act, was tabled at the same time. Ryan told a group of Republicans he met with that only one person there wanted in Congress wanted the wall. Well, we certainly know that Paul Ryan does not want to have borders. Clearly does not want to have borders. And so that raises the question and the specter why many people are very, very concerned about what's going on with DACA. The fact that Donald Trump said, I'm going to end it, but I'm going to wait for 6 months to allow Paul Ryan to come up with an immigration law. What do you think Paul Ryan's going to do? Do you think Paul Ryan is going to stop immigration? Do you think he's going to deport the people who came here illegally, who have been getting educated at our expense for a very long time while they're here illegally? Of course he isn't. He is going to codify DACA, which was not legally passed. It was a series of memos from Homeland Security, kind of an executive order, if you will, from the Obama administration. It was not legal, but he's going to make it legal. You bet he will. You just wait and see what happens. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Joe Biggs here with InfoWars.com. Today I want to talk to you about guns, why we have them, why the Bill of Rights guarantees that we can have them, and why my right to have a gun is more important than your right to rail against it in the press. I believe every good journalist needs to know why the Second Amendment must be considered more essential than the First Amendment. This may be a bitter pill to swallow, but the right to keep and bear arms is not an outdated, dusty idea some old dead white guys dreamed up in fear of the redcoats. No, it is just as essential to liberty today as it was in 1776. The original amendments we refer to as the Bill of Rights contain 10 of what the constitutional framers termed unalienable rights. The Bill of Rights came to us with blinders on. It doesn't recognize color or class or wealth. It protects not just the rights of actors or editors or reporters, but extends even to those we love to hate. This is a small excerpt from Charlton Heston.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. I want to get back to the news. We played earlier a clip from Donald Trump. It was 2 days after September 11th, 16 years ago. So it's exactly 16 years ago to this day. He was at Ground Zero with his men. Hundreds of workers were there with him, his people that he paid to come and be a part of search and rescue. He was talking about how difficult it was. We also played the other clip that you've also heard, a different interview, where he's saying, I have some doubts. I don't believe planes could have done this without explosives. And, of course, of the three buildings that fell down in that complex, only two of them were even hit by a plane. And we've never seen a steel skyscraper fall down in its footprint. And he pointed out, he said, I was here when the Trade Center was bombed. It was at the foundation. And he said that didn't have any effect whatsoever. So he says, I've seen this before. It looks like a controlled demolition. The thing had some of the heaviest steel frame that you could ever find anywhere, an incredibly strong building. So he goes, I don't know if those are ordinary planes or if they're bombs that were planted somewhere. He said that 16 years ago. That was President Trump. Hopefully he will do an investigation of what I think he knows through common sense, through somebody who is looked at buildings, who has been a builder, who talked to the people who were the architects that had put that together. Maybe he should get a reminder from Architects and Engineers for Truth who talk about that. Or maybe the University of Alaska, where we just had the guy in charge of the civil engineering department say it's absolutely not possible. Absolutely not possible. You look at the temperatures that were involved. You look at the fact that this has never happened anywhere before. And we've gone through all of that before. But I want to play this clip for you. You may remember, I think a lot of people were woken up by a movie called Loose Change that was produced by Alex Jones. It was a documentary about 9/11. And I want you to hear this clip that was put together by CBS on September the 10th, 2001. It's Donald Rumsfeld talking about the missing $2.3 trillion. And then there's an interesting quote, which they use, I think, for the movie title. It's been a while since I saw it, but I think that's where they get the quote. An interesting quote about Loose Change. So here's that clip.
My 03 budget calls for more than $48 billion in new defense spending.
More money for the Pentagon when its own auditors admit the military cannot account for 25% of what it already spends.
According to some estimates, we cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions.
$2.3 trillion with a T. That's $8,000 for every man, woman, and child in America. To understand how the Pentagon can lose track of trillions, consider the case of one military accountant who tried to find out what happened to a mere $300 million.
We know it's gone, but we don't know what they spent it on.
Jim Minnery, a former Marine turned whistleblower, is risking his job by speaking out for the first time about the millions he noticed were missing from one defense agency's balance sheets. Minnery tried to follow the money trail, even crisscrossing the country looking for records.
The director looked at me and he says, why do you care about this stuff? It took me aback, you know. My supervisor asked me why I care about doing a good job. So
he was reassigned and says officials then covered up the problem by just writing it off.
They got to cover it up. That's where the corruption comes in. They've got to cover up the fact that they can't do the job.
The Pentagon's inspector general partially substantiated several of Minnery's allegations, but could not prove officials tried to manipulate the financial statements. 20 years ago, Pentagon employee Franklin C. Spinney made headlines exposing what he calls the accounting games. He's still there, and although he does not speak for the Pentagon, he believes the problem has gotten worse.
Those numbers are pie in the sky. The books are cooked routinely, year after year after year.
Retired Vice Admiral Jack Shanahan commanded the Navy's Second Fleet the first time Donald Rumsfeld served as defense secretary.
With good financial oversight, we could find $48 billion in loose change in that building without having to hit the taxpayers.
In the 2.5 minutes since this report began,
that's the money quote.
The Pentagon has spent nearly $2 million, and it may never know where 25% of those tax dollars went. In Los Angeles, I'm Vince Gonzalez for Eye on America.
Do you think that the Pentagon is more efficient now, 16 years later? We just had $80 billion added to the defense budget. So if that 25% is still there, that means there's $20 billion that they'll just go somewhere and we don't know where. We don't know where. That's more than the gross national product of probably about half of the countries on the planet. And that's just going to disappear into thin air. Do you think that's the motivation? You know, again, the documentary is called Loose Change, and you heard that quote from Jack Shanahan, a retired admiral, and he said, we could find $48 billion in loose change in that building without even hitting the taxpayer. Or they could cover up $2.3 trillion of loose change that's been floating around in various pockets by hitting the Pentagon in the room where they were doing the investigation. And as I pointed out to you, my wife and I were listening to somebody who worked for that. Absolutely, totally compartmentalized. This person was the absolute definition of compartmentalization. She said, I who do you listen to in news? I said to her after she was talking about the massive corruption that congressmen who just quietly retired, rather they were given the offer by her office that she was working with and the people she was working with, they said, we found all this corruption. And it's not just, this money, folks, is not disappearing into thin air. It's going into the pockets of corrupt politicians, of corrupt contractors, of other people. And she said, we gave them the option of just retiring quietly. And a lot of congressmen retired based on our investigations. I can tell you that. But I retired and I got out of there. It was amazing. A stroke of luck. I got out of that office shortly before the planes hit and they hit right into my office. Can you believe that? I said, yeah, actually I can. I really can. I said, where do you get your news? She'd never heard. I didn't even ask her about InfoWars. She'd never even heard of Breitbart. She gets her news from places like you just saw there, CBS. What were they doing? They were spinning this, saying that it was some kind of a waste thing, a waste thing. Well, somebody's getting that wasted money, aren't they? And it's a pretty big motivation to kill people when we're talking about tens of billions of dollars or trillions of dollars that are floating around. Do you think people would kill for that? Do you think so? Yeah, they would. They would. They do all the time. As I pointed out in the earlier part of the show, one of the comments was Frank Zappa said, government is the entertainment division of the military-industrial complex. Government is the entertainment division of the military-industrial complex. It's show business for ugly people, and that's the entertainment division of the real government, the military-industrial complex. We're going to be talking to William Binney at the bottom of the hour. There's a story that's up on the Drudge Report today. The NSA quietly awarded a classified $2.4 billion tech contract with more to come. More to come. You can bet there's going to be more to come. They were doing this right after September 11th. It's one of the things he pointed out as a whistleblower. He was the global technical head of the NSA. He and others said what you're doing is illegal, it's unconstitutional, and it is featherbedding for some of these private contractors. So we're going to talk about that with him, as well as what he's been saying lately, that he is sure that the DNC was not hacked. This is the guy that you would know. This is an honest man, a patriotic man, and he knows as much or probably more than virtually anybody in the country because he spent his entire life in this business. And you hear people like him, you hear people like John McAfee saying there's absolutely no way that this was hacked. So he's going to give us his reasons for that, and we're going to talk about the politics that is driving all of this this phony stuff. This is the 9/11 post-9/11 world that we live in, folks. It's very important to understand where we are today, not just to mourn the people that died. We celebrate their lives when we investigate who did this and what happened with this. We do not want to allow that to go away just by having memorial services. No, a true honoring of their lives is to expose the criminals who kill them and the people who are destroying the foundations of this country and killing our freedoms and other people in the subsequent wars that we have constantly been in since September 11th. Constant state of war with multiple nations. And now we've got the generals, the military junta, and the White House trying to get us involved in more wars. So stay with us. We've got one more segment, and then we'll be joined by William Binney at the bottom of the hour. I'm sure it's going to be a very fascinating show. We'll be right back.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out-of-stock when you sign up for AutoShip. After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. In the next segment, we're going to be talking to William Binney. And you have to wonder when we see people like John Kiriakou yesterday that was on the program blowing the whistle on the illegal, unethical torture program at the CIA that called enhanced interrogation. Only those people could come up with something like that. And of course, then you've got, the programs like 24 and where they use Hollywood to promote their agenda. We talked about that as well. If you haven't seen that interview, you need to look at it. But coming up in the next segment, we're going to be talking to William Binney, another whistleblower, telling us about the unconstitutional criminal actions and the corruption behind a lot of this at the NSA. He's going to be breaking down some other breaking stories about $2.4 billion quietly awarded by the NSA. We don't know what they're buying with this, because we are running out of honest people in Washington, aren't we? And we look at how they're pushing this. The crew was just reminding me, you know, World Met Daily had a story about a year or so ago saying, yes, now it's not $2.3 trillion that was missing, as Donald Rumsfeld said. It's now over $6 trillion missing. They just don't know where it is. It's skyrocketing like our deficit. You know, that's, we got a deficit of $20 trillion. They just had to raise the debt ceiling on that. $6 trillion is just missing. I don't know. You know where it went? You didn't get any of that, did you? don't know, you're driving around that new yacht out there, whatever, taking over small foreign countries. Where did all that money go? We don't know. We don't know. It just goes into the black hole of Washington. And that's the point. You're never going to get election reform out of Washington because the issue is the pull. The power and the money in Washington, like this missing $6 trillion, is the pull that creates the corruption. And as long as you have that there as a motivating factor, it doesn't matter what kind of laws you have for election reform. The left is completely off the wall with this, and the right too if they're pushing it. Just like you're not going to ever have a wall that's going to keep people out as long as you offer them free educational benefits, free Social Security, welfare, and all this other kind of stuff. That is the magnet, the black hole that pulls people through. And just like the smallest crack in a dam is going to pull, the force of the water is going to come through there, it's the same thing. You have to remove the pull. We have this pull that is pulling people into our country because of the welfare state. We have corruption and power and influence in Washington, the vast amounts of money that are available there to be stolen, and that's pulling in the crooks into the District of Criminals. I think, you know, again, as I said before, it's the District of Columbia, it's Washington. Washington's a bad guy. Columbus is a bad guy. We're going to have to change the name, so let's just call it PC. It's politically correct. But it's also the privileged criminals who never go to jail. Here's a report from John Bowne talking about Awan's secret server compromises, because that's really what this is about. The privileged characters that never, ever go to jail, no matter how many laws they violate. But then, of course, the whistleblowers get threatened with life sentences. They go to jail, as John Kiriakou did. But these people like Debbie Wasserman Schultz, like Hillary Clinton, like Lois Lerner, they can do anything they want. And not even Republicans will come after them because it's about the privilege, not the party that they're in. Here's that report from John Bowne.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz is about to know the true meaning of consequences.
With the permission of, through the investigation, and we'll return the equipment. But until that's accomplished, I can't return the equipment.
I think you're violating the rules when you conduct your business that way and should expect that there would be consequences.
Schultz's former IT staffer, Imran Awan, and Awan's wife, Hina, may have already been offered an immunity deal from federal prosecutors that will allow the Awans to go into detail regarding exactly what Wasserman Schultz is desperately hiding.
The fact that this wife is coming back from Pakistan and is willing to face charges, as it were, I think there's a good chance that she's going to receive some type of immunity to tell a larger story here that's going to be pretty disturbing to the American people. And it's always ironic, you know, ironic to me that when you see these kinds of things happen, where you have someone that has nefarious or certainly not the best interests of America within the IT system of the United States Congress, and they're being paid by a member of Congress, it's really pretty frightening. I mean, it's
former always, head of the Democratic National Committee, we might point out, who was forced out in disgrace.
Yeah.
Enough of the plot gets even stranger from there. A new report by Luke Rosiak of the Daily Caller News Foundation reveals that Awan actually had a second account with access to the House network. That account was still active as of yesterday, potentially providing Awan secret access to the House network, the very same network, as we just said, he was banned from as a security risk. The secondary email is linked to another House staffer who specializes in intel issues and works for House Intelligence Committee member Andre Carson. Whoa.
Luke Rosiak of the Daily Caller reported now indicted former congressional IT aide Imran Awan allegedly routed data from numerous House Democrats to a secret server. Awan had access to all emails and office computer files of 45 members of Congress. The fear among members that Awan could release embarrassing information if they cooperated with prosecutors could explain why the Democrats have refused to acknowledge the cybersecurity breach outreach, publicly or criticized the suspects. Data was also backed up to Dropbox in huge quantities. Congressional offices are prohibited from using Dropbox, so an unofficial account was used, meaning Awan could have still had access to the data even though he was banned from the congressional network. The Awans and Imran's brothers, Abid and Jamal, collectively earned at least $4 million as IT staff for the Democrats from 2009 to 2017, each earning $160,000 a year for what many had deemed as no-show work. The Awans would return to Pakistan for months at a time and continue to be paid. Capitol Police revoked the Awans' access to the congressional IT system due to a major breach of data, including the files and emails of dozens of congressmen, many serving on the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence and the House Committee on Foreign Affairs. Access requiring security clearances that were likely forged. Wasserman Schultz and other Democrats have accused the Capitol Police of being motivated by Islamophobia, but the Awans are rightfully being investigated over charges of tax fraud, bankruptcy fraud, insurance fraud, and extortion. In fact, the Awans dug a hole so deep with fraud, they will have to spill everything regarding former DNC Chair Schultz and the other Democrats involved in the criminal fleecing and breach of national security of American taxpayers. John Bound reporting for Infowars.com.
Great report by John Bound. Of course, we have to understand that we cannot allow certain characters to get by with breaking the law. That's why whenever you see the statue of justice, you see it holding scales of justice, and you see the statue blindfolded because justice is supposed to be blind. That doesn't mean that we're blind to any crimes that are done by politically connected people. It means that it should not be looking at who is doing the crime. It should apply the law equally to everybody. Just to remind you real quickly, we have several sales. We have 50% off all Super Blue fluoride-free products, and that's the toothpaste as well as the mouthwash. Toothpaste in both flavors. Also, 30% off ProPure King water filtration system and 50% off InfoWars Select storable food with the coupon code IRMA. Stay with us right after the break. William Binney.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Boy, that liner couldn't apply any more strongly to anyone other than William Binney. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And that's precisely what he did. William Binney, the former technical leader of intelligence with the NSA, before becoming a whistleblower in late 2001, after more than 30 years with the agency, Binney has been described as one of the best analysts and code breakers in the NSA's history. We're going to talk to him about a variety of issues. You can find information about Mr. Binney at exposefacts.org. And there's also been a great documentary done about Mr. Binney and the issues that happened after 9/11. A Good American. A Good American is the name of that movie. You can find that at agoodamerican.net. It's got 90% on Rotten Tomatoes, so it's also a good movie about a good American. And the description on IMDb says it tells the story of the best code breaker the U.S. has ever had, how he and a small team within the NSA created a surveillance tool that could pick up any electronic signal on Earth, filter it for targets, render results in real time while keeping the privacy as demanded by the U.S. Constitution. But it had one flaw. It was too cheap. And it wasn't produced by somebody that had political connections. And that's what we've been talking about earlier, about the Pentagon, about waste that we see there. And this article that came out today, I wanted to talk to Mr. Binney about as well. And that is the big contract, the $2.4 billion tech contract. This is something that was, we can't know exactly what's in it, but I'm sure Mr. Binney can clue us in on this. It's called the Groundbreaker Contract. It's a company called CSRA. They announced the award through a Security and Exchange Commission filing. They acknowledged the value and the duration of the contract without naming the customer agency or the contract's name. But guess what? We can figure it out because we had NSA Director Michael Hayden back in 2001 wanted to outsource the IT operations of the NSA. And he said that would allow them to refocus assets on the agency's core missions and so forth. And the contract is reportedly worth $5 billion over 10 years. So that's the Groundbreaker contract. It's just one of the many big profit-driven things that are now in the intelligence community that Mr. Binney pointed out. But, of course, the intelligence community has now become politics-driven. So joining us now is William Binney. Thank you so much, Mr. Binney, for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me, David.
Let's talk a little bit about where we got here, right? Because with this contract, $2.3 billion, $2.4 billion, whatever. I mean, it's, you know, billion here, billion there. Who is paying attention, right? But it reflects back on your story about the internally developed program that I just mentioned, Thin Thread versus Trailblazer, which was very expensive and produced by an outside company and violated the Constitution at the same time. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Yes, the program we had developed, ThinThread, which there's a new version of the DODIG report about that out on the web that people can read about. They've unredacted about 80% of that report, or that they redacted, which was about 99% of the whole report. That all of that was unclassified. Well, I think they've unredacted about half of it. But if you go read it, you can see what the corruption, fraud, waste, and abuse was all about inside NSA with these big programs, and you know, tied with industrial companies that were basically milking the government for money, swindling us taxpayers, basically. And the whole point of that program back in 2001 was to outsource the entire infrastructure of NSA worldwide. And that meant, you know, all the computers, the storage, and that's why Snowden was managing the data sets or the databases for NSA. And other companies managed many other parts of the whole program, but it was managed the computer networks, the servers, all the storage. They would be running Utah, for example, that big facility.
You know, it's amazing when we talk about this, and we will dismiss it, I think, you know, when we talk about waste, fraud, and abuse. Yeah, that's true. But, you know, somebody is getting that money. They're not putting it down the garbage disposal. So if we talk about waste, that means that you've got some contractor who is padding their bid, and they're getting paid more than they really should be, and that might be because they've got some political connections with the people who make the contract decisions. So there's really fraud that we're talking about here.
That's right.
It's not just money that's being lost. It's money being lost to the American taxpayer, but somebody is getting that. That's a big pull for corruption, and I think that's people need to think about that, don't they?
Yeah, see, the fundamental problem is this. the government does not audit what NSA does with their money.
Oh, kind of like the Pentagon as well, huh?
Yeah, so that means that, wouldn't you like to have a job where somebody would give you $15 to $16 billion a year and say, here, go spend this, just do your job for me and protect us all or something, you know? And then they don't follow up on how you spend the money.
We're on that. We got it. We got you covered.
Yeah, and that simply is a setup for corruption.
Yes.
That's what we've got.
Yes. Absolutely amazing. And, you know, we look at programs, some of the programs that were coming out at the time, that there was this internal program that you and others put together, ThinThread, versus the expensive outsourced program of Trailblazer that violated the Constitution. Also, we had the program Stellar Wind that you can talk about a little bit. And we look at the large cash transactions and the put options that were put on there on September 11th, and we were told that all this stuff was to protect us from terrorism. And yet, I mean, you know, this is all about investigating financial crimes, but we see that the big people just aren't investigated about these things. Even though they create these mechanisms, they don't do the investigation, do they?
No, it's a way of having plausible deniability.
Yes. Yes,
I mean, absolutely. Nobody wants to be held accountable in Washington, D.C. They just want all of our money and us to be quiet and be like sheep and do what you're told.
Yeah. You've been very outspoken, Mr. Binney, about what happened with the DNC server. And, of course, many people are still asking, will Special Prosecutor Mueller ever get access to the DNC server? Because, you know, we have the word of, again, another private contractor. This time it's CrowdStrike. And they were working for the Democrat National Committee, and they were the ones who said, oh, no, this is a hack, and we know that it was a Russian hack, furthermore. And that's the beginning of this long investigation that's been going on about this. You don't believe that it was an outside hack, do you?
No, they presented no proof whatsoever that it was. I mean, they talked about an attack that they attributed to the Russian, but it was developed by the Ukrainians. And then it was spread around the world. Many people in the world have that attack now. It's not unique to Russia by any means. So if it's used, it doesn't mean the Russians used it.
And, you know, I've talked to John McAfee, and he said, you know, some of the programs that were involved in this, allegedly, are things, as you just point out, a lot of people are being attacked by it. And they weren't even new versions of that attack. And now in subsequent revelations that we've seen from WikiLeaks, we see that as they showed the owner's manual, they didn't expose the code that was written, but they showed some of the owner manuals of these various programs to show that They could mask wherever this was coming from. And, of course, John McAfee had said even before the WikiLeaks stuff, he goes, they would be absolute, total, incompetent fools if they didn't have some way to cover up their fingerprints or to plant the fingerprints of somebody else when they're going around and breaking into stuff. And then we find from WikiLeaks, yeah, here's the manual, here's the name of the program where they can actually go in and look like they're this country, that country, that country, you know, the usual suspects, Russia, China, North Korea, whatever.
Yeah, that's from the Vault 7 stuff material, the Marvel program out of CIA. But here's the other thing. There's hundreds of millions of lines of source code involved in that. And that what was taken from CIA, that was also true with what was taken early last year from NSA. So I assume the vast majority of them are the same because they kind of share stuff, you know. But that's thousands of different attacks against firewalls, operating systems, you know, networks, everything. And so it's all kinds of attacks that they have weaknesses in the systems that were originally built, zero-day weaknesses and other kinds of weaknesses they found. Or else implants and things like that that they've used to penetrate things. And the whole idea there is the intelligence community knows about all these weaknesses so they can look in to see what everybody's doing. That's their objective. But the point is that, and I call this very finite, short-sighted thinking on the part of the entire IC. I know these people. That's exactly the way they are. So what they're doing is leaving everybody vulnerable.
Yes.
And so now when people get hacked, like OPM, and they do that, or some other person.
Or Equifax. Yeah,
or Equifax. Anything. Anytime they get hacked, you know, it's just, they ask for more money for cybersecurity, but the problem is...
We got a hard break. We'll come right back to you. Talking to William Binney.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water and to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrex Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. On this September 13th, 2017, we're talking to William Binney, the former global technical head of the NSA, a man who for 30 years was the top codebreaker in the world, say the people who know him, who know the inside information. We're going to get back to him. I want to get some details from him about why he is certain, he's made a very good case for why he is certain that the DNC was not hacked from the outside. That's very important for us to know, but it's also important for us to think about how the intelligence community has been politicized, how we have seen a change from an agency that was very secretive to an agency that is now out there openly involved in politics, and also the people who were former heads of it being involved in politics, not just talking about intelligence issues, but attacking presidential candidate directly. People like James Clapper, Michael Hayden, and others being very directly involved in personal attacks on individuals. I thought that, well, we'll get to that in just a moment. Before we do with Mr. Binney, I want to remind you of a couple of sales that we have at InfoWars, InfoWarsLife.com. We have 40% off Z-Shield. That is the product that we have that helps you to fight toxins and chemicals that you'll find in your food supply, for example. The EPA has admitted that more than 800 million pounds of pesticide is dumped in the U.S. every year. 80% of these pesticides are used on crops. Z-Shield contains organic ingredients known to help support the body in the fight against toxic metals and chemicals, things like cilantro, milk thistle, super concentrated zeolites. And in terms of fighting the kind of toxins that you're going to find in the environment, we have ProPure King Water Filtration System, 30% off at InfoWarsStore.com. It's our largest water filtration system, and it is gravity feed. It'll take out 99.9% of organic and inorganic contaminants and bacteria and other things like that. It's 30% off at InfoWarsStore.com and 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Foods for a limited time with the coupon code IRMA. These are foods that are packaged for a shelf life of 25 years, and once you open them, you can reseal them, use them short-term. It's made in the USA. It is non-GMO, a great quality choice in terms of select storable food. Now 50% off with the coupon code IRMA. That's InfoWars Select Storable Food. Mr. Binney, as we're looking at this, I think it's important because you've made some very clear statements about why you believe the DNC was not hacked. You said it was absolutely not possible to do it from the outside. Tell the audience why you know that's the case.
Well, I first started saying that because this was last year in August when they first started talking about the Russian hack. I mean, I first realized that that was not – the way they were talking about it was telling me that that wasn't the case, that they really had no evidence that that was true, because they came out and said it is our highest estimate or best estimate that the Russians did it. Well, that simply meant to me you know, I know the language that they use. When you don't have any evidence, you take a wild-ass guess, and that's fundamentally what that was. And I knew that because they had the Fairview program with all the taps on all the fiber lines inside the United States. If anybody passed anything around, they would pick it up there. And then if it went overseas, they've got those implants all around the world and all kinds, by the tens of thousands, they've got implants on switches and servers, picking up things, moving all over the place. And then they've got trace route, hundreds and hundreds of trace routes programs all over looking to follow all these individual packets. So if anybody took a packet out from anywhere in the U.S. and transferred it across the Atlantic out to Europe somewhere, NSA would know where exactly where it went.
Yes, so, absolutely.
And the other point was, some of the material that came out from Gustav Retour on a 5 July, supposedly a 5 July download of data, showed that it was taken off the network from allegedly the DNC again, but it said it came off at the rate of 1,976 megabytes of data, megabytes, that's 8 bits per byte, in 87 seconds. Well, that means about 16 gigabits of data has to pass out of that thing across the network, out across the worldwide network, over the Atlantic to Europe, into Eastern Europe, into Russia at 87 seconds. Now, we were pretty sure that that was not possible. And so we just said those kinds of transmission rates from all of the documentation we could find on the network speed said that that was never possible at that time. And it still isn't, except in certain areas when you have high-speed lines between data servers and things like that, data service centers. But so we said, well, okay, let's try it. So we started trying it here this month, and we're getting some returns. I have some friends in Europe who tried to download the data that was put out there by a friend here in the U.S. So they went directly to that site and tried to download that data. And they got, for example, on a home 100 megabit line, they got a total of 0.8 megabytes, or 6.4 megabits, which is about about 1/18th of the rate of that line. And on a commercial DSL line, they got 1.6 megabytes, which is about 1/10 the amount of transfer rate you need to get to Europe. This was from Amsterdam, one of the best, one of the major centers that was wired in Europe. That's really the three places, Frankfurt, Amsterdam, and London, are the most wired cities in the European area. So
that's a best case example you're talking about there. And even is 1/18th of the speed at which these files are transferred.
So we're still testing. I mean, we have a small sample. We're going to get more. We're going to go different places. But we're also going to try to get as close as we can to Russia. So that, to say this is the reality, this is what's in the world. I mean, we had other people coming, you can easily get that speed in the lab. I said, well, sure, but you've got a high speed network. You've got a gigabit line or something like that. When you push that data down that gigabit line, how far does that gigabit line go? And as far as it goes is as far as that data goes.
You're talking about local area network, the internet that's having to hop across from the U.S. to Europe. And, of course, that would match what a former British ambassador said that was affiliated with WikiLeaks. He said, I know that it wasn't a Russian hack because I went to America, I met an individual, and he gave me a thumb drive with the data on it. The only criticism I've seen of that approach is one individual who was saying, well, look at the date. It was July 5th, and we'd already had the first documents out from Guccifer. But these documents that you're talking about here were not released for another 2 months after the July 5th stuff. So these are that is not a valid criticism of this to say that this was stuff that was taken after the first initial documents were released there.
Right,
this was something that didn't appear for another 2 months.
Yeah, especially when you go on and look to see what Guccifer said on the 4th of July. He said he's going to get more data. And on the 5th, he got more data. And then on the 6th, he said, I've got more data.
Let me talk to you real quickly about politics, because there's a lot of politics behind this side of this story. Does it concern you? I mean, how about the one of the things that concerned me when Megyn Kelly was here, she said she was interviewing Alex Jones, and she briefly interviewed me. She didn't use any of it. But she said, what about that interview with Vladimir Putin? Because she had just done that. And I said, well, I'm not really worried about Vladimir Putin. I'm worried about the people like James Clapper and Brennan and Hayden. I'm worried about the people who are politicizing the process and who have so much power because of where they are in the intelligence community. I'm worried about domestic abuse and the political use of this information, as we now see the FISA court has said, yes, in fact, we had violation of the law. They declassified that. They said we had violation of the law by the FBI, by the NSA.
Yeah, or they'd use it against people like the Tea Party or the Occupy group or religious groups trying to get politically active, or
yes.
Elliot Spitzer. for trying to go after the bankers. Anybody that's doing something they don't like, they use this data to go after. And, and that's because they've collected everything they can on everybody. So I basically said that these people are fundamentally violating the fundamental principles of this country and its formation. And that to me is, in my book, that's treason.
Yes, I agree with you. And I've talked to you in the past, and one of the things that really stuck out in my mind about those interviews, you said you spent 30-some-odd years in the intelligence community. A large part of that time, you were looking at countries behind the Iron Curtain, like East Germany, and you became a whistleblower because you didn't want us to turn into Stasi East Germany.
Yeah, that's right. And that's what I now call NSA. It's now the new Stasi agency.
So that's perfect. They've gone from no such agency to the new side of the agency.
Yeah, I mean, I take, for example, Wolfgang Schmidt, a former lieutenant colonel in the East German Stasi. He looked at the NSA collection and surveillance system, and he said, for us, this would have been a dream come true.
Yes, yes.
I mean,
that is the dream of people in power, is to have absolute power over everybody, and that's why we have the Constitution, is to protect the potential of abuse. Just as I was talking to John Kiriakou yesterday, he said, we have to make sure that our government doesn't become the most dangerous terrorist in the world, don't we, Mr. Binney?
Well, unfortunately, we're already that.
Yes, yes, I agree with you. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for your service to this country and the price that you and other whistleblowers have paid. We just can't thank you enough for what you've done. And hopefully your story will cause people to understand how this country was fundamentally transformed on September 11th, 16 years ago. Stay with us. Alex Jones will be taking over with the Alex Jones radio program. Another 4 hours of that. And then the War Room following that program.